When you pull in the drive at the Lance Farm, you'd expect to see cattle or horses. But a closer look reveals animals like those aboard Noah's Ark. It's a new business that allows visitors to get up close to the exotic animals. And the story is brought to you by VisitCape.com. Have a great time with family and friends in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Plan the adventure at VisitCape.com. This is Andrew McCray, and as you know, I'm often traveling the nation for our American Countryside broadcasts. My family and I recently spent a weekend in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. What is there to do in Cape Girardeau? Take in a Civil War reenactment at Fort Dee.
This is a star-shaped fort. It was challenged in the Civil War.
Or the history behind the picturesque Bollinger Mill.
A beautiful structure. It's very impressive.
And the Burfordville Covered Bridge, a true Missouri treasure.
There's only four. This is the oldest.
Take the kids to the Lazy L Safari Park and feed a giraffe.
We have kangaroos, muttjacks, cavies, awdads, ibex, pygmy goats.
Families love the Nature Center, Discovery Playhouse, and Cape Splash, the new aquatic center. Enjoy the evening listening to one of the free concerts downtown or a Broadway show at the River Campus. Then take in the sunset on the River Bluffs at Trail of Tears State Park. There's plenty to do in
Cape Girardeau.
That's my 2 and 3-year-old. And while Cape Girardeau may be difficult for them to say or spell, it's easy for you to plan your trip. Just go to visitcape.com and have a great experience like we did in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Vicki Lance says her family-owned business was a natural fit.
Ever since we got married, we've had animals. My husband and I both grew up in the exotic animal business. My dad had a drive-through park.
The Lances operate Lazy L Safari Park.
We have everything from antelope to zebras. We have kangaroos, muttjacks, cavies, awdads, ibex, pygmy goats, four-horned sheep, camels, llamas, emus, rheas, ostriches.
The list is much larger than we can fit in the story. Plus, they just added a new creature, which is thankful for the Lance's tall barn roof.
The one animal we don't own, the giraffe, is here on loan for some good friends of ours out of Florida, and they do movies and commercials with their animals, and so he's here on loan for this year.
Visitors can feed most of the animals. You truly get right up to the animals, and there's even a hands-on petting zoo. Vicki says there are some animals that draw the most attention, though.
A big favorite is the kangaroos. Last year, they had joeys in their pouch. At the end of the season, the joeys were hanging their heads out, and people just seemed to really like that. The zebra's a favorite, and of course, the giraffe's going over really well.
In many ways, the safari park is really a family farm. They are housed in barns and pens that most farms would use for cattle or horses. Perhaps that is what makes the Lance's operation stand out from a traditional zoo.
You can get up close and personal. You can touch a giraffe here. You can get real close to a zebra here. You can get real close to the kangaroos. We actually have a baby kangaroo that you can pet. We do raise a lot of our animals on the bottle, and that's one reason we do that, so that people can pet them and get up close to them. I think that's the biggest thing people like about it.
Traveling the Countryside, and this week brought to you by VisitCape.com. In Cape Girardeau, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.